dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, and I'm with my wife, Candace Brim. We're pastors, co-pastors of a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, called A Glorious Church Fellowship, and where we train champions for Christ. And it's Billy Brim's church, actually my mom's church, but we co-pastor it, and we're glad to be sitting in here for mom, and got an excited message for you. We are talking about, and we did this Sunday, about a vision Sunday. We had a vision Sunday, and every champion has a vision. You got to have vision. If the vision's not there, you know, if goals aren't written down, they'll soon be forgotten. I've always said that when I was coaching. I've coached for many years, and I always told teams and had my teams write them down. If you don't write them down, you're going to forget them. So, of course, the Bible says to write them down. And Habakkuk 2:2 says, and I love the Message translation, it says, and God said, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters so it can be read on the run. I love that, because aren't we to run a race?
Yes.
We're called to run a race. Yeah. And he says there, write it in big block letters so it can be read on the run. I'm going to tell you guys something, all you Christians that are listening, however, through the car or at work, whatever, at lunch. I'm going to tell you something. You need to write it down. I'm going to ask you right now, where's your list? Where's your vision? Where is what you can do for God? Where is it in your house? Because it should be somewhere where you could see it every day. If you're going to live a champion life, do what champions do. Champions in the business world, champions in the sports world, we always did that. We wrote it down. We put it up on walls. We put it on t-shirts. We put it in all kinds of places so that we could see it with our eyes. And so here it is in the Bible, and it says, write it down, and so it can be read on the run. This vision, this message, I'm Habakkuk 2:3 now, is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait to come. It doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, keep waiting. It's on its way. It will come right on time. And I'm so glad. And so we read this off to our church every year. We hand out a card and we say, write it down. And we've had a lot of success. Yes, we had so many testimonies, didn't we?
Yes. We had four.
Four testimonies. Well, four that we could get in.
Yeah. From 2013 and 14.
We had a whole bunch, and testimonies actually come weekly. But where this came from, you know, when I was growing up, I was blessed enough to be around some spiritual giants like Mom and Brother Hagin, and of course the Copelands and Mark Hankins and Oral Roberts and Keith Moore and others. And one of the things, somebody asked me years ago, what would you say if you could say that they have in common? And that would be it. That would be one of the main things they have in common. They all wrote it down. I remember going to Brother Hagin's house when I was young and either mowing the yard or cleaning his pool or something like that and getting something to drink, and there would be all these lists and things on the refrigerator. In the Copeland's house, same way. Mom's house is the same way. That's how she learned love. She wrote it down everywhere. Why? So it would remind her.
Yes.
You have to have that or things will soon be forgotten. That's why, you know, David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Why did he say forget not, soul? Because it has a short-term memory, and you'll forget the benefits of God, and these benefits are good. So if you're going to do something and have a vision and go somewhere, write it down. God said it right here. Write it down. And so they all had this, and they wrote it down, and I remember Joyce Meyer had a powerful testimony of writing it down, and so she began to write things down that God had told her, and now look what God has done through her. And Brother Keith Moore, the same way. We were blessed enough to be a part of his church when he started pastoring in Branson, and he came out with a piece of paper, and the Lord said to him, write it down. So he began to write it down. He didn't have anything at the time, and now And the Lord says, write it down, write it down. And boy, did he! Not only did he write down what more he could do for God, but he also wrote down the needs and the wants. And that was God's part. God wanted him to write that down so that he could check it off and mm-hmm. watch God mm-hmm. work mm-hmm. as he did his part.
Right, right.
You have a responsibility. You have a part to play. Mm-hmm. Brother Hagin used to say it's like chess. You move, God moves. Right. And our move yeah. is, I'm not talking about a works mentality here. I'm talking about being a doer of the word. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so, being a doer of the word, we write down a list and this is what we're going to do. We do this every year.
And you know, when we start this, our Vision Sunday, we've got on the top of it, Vision Sunday 2015. And under that, we say, what more can I do for God in 2015? And this is the area where we want you as the body of Christ, as a congregation member, to sit down and really meditate and spend time with God and ask God, what more can I do for you, Father? What? Because the whole purpose of Vision Sunday is to write down the vision that you feel that God has for you in your life. Whether it's a little vision, like, you know, well, I say little, spending more time and reading the Word of God is right. not a little thing. That's the greatest part of it. But some people, they think vision is, oh, my vision is to build a humongous church. My vision. Well, that may be the vision that God has given you. But then there's other things that you put in play, like spending more time with God, praying in the Spirit more, listening to Him.
And I think that gets forgotten because it's usually what can God do for me?
Right.
Is how a lot of people think.
Right.
And what we're trying to do, if you really want your vision to come to pass, then you need to not be so selfish. God wants to do things for you. He's yes. already done things for
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
But we need to hold back and say, because I remember one time when I was coaching and we came so close to the championship and we didn't get it. And I remember going in the locker room and I said to my guys, I said, guys, there has got to be something more we can do, because even though we've had a good season, it's not good enough for me. Somebody else is playing for the championship mm-hmm. tomorrow. Somebody mm-hmm. else is going to get the better looking girlfriends as far as the players were concerned,
right,
which
right.
my players needed help in that area. But anyway, somebody else is going to order championship rings. Somebody else is going to have a parade. Somebody else is going to have all of these mm-hmm. accolades and rewards. And didn't God say in the Bible, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek yeah. him.
Yes.
And so I remember in that locker room, it was a defining moment for that team. And I said, there's got to be something more we can do, because this is not good enough for me. And our players started to say things like, coach, we can do this more. We can condition more. We can practice more. We can do. And I said, are you guys serious about this? And they said, yes. And I said, well, then I'm going to write them all down, what you said, and I'm never going to let you forget it. And you know what? We went and wrote it down, and mm-hmm. we put it on the walls. We put it on T-shirts. We put it in their lockers, and we reminded them all that next year. And guess what? We won state the next
yes.
year. We're talking
yeah.
about high school. And we went to the state final 6 years in a row
yeah.
and became one of the winningest programs in that state, all because of that defining moment of what? Write it down. Write it down. Oh, they can hear me bang on the... That's the realness of this. Here we are in my kitchen, and we're in Skytook, Oklahoma, but praise the Lord, write it down. Now, and so the Bible says to do that, and he has spiritual laws, and he mm-hmm. has things in his word that'll work even for the non-believer if they put it to practice. Boy, right. we put it to practice, and it truly works. So we want to encourage you
yes.
to get a piece of paper out, make three columns. In that first column, put down, what more can I do for God? I want you to do this just for 1 year. What more? What would you say, Candy? We can. Do yeah. you think any of us need to get in the Word more?
Yes.
How about walk in love more?
Yes, definitely.
And I'm thinking about like those players in that dugout. They wanted to taste victory. Well, I'm sure you want to too. And God said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. He wants you to too. Mm-hmm. So we have to be like that team and go, how hungry are you? How bad do you want it?
Right.
Well,
I
do. Some of you may be going, I do. Okay, then here's what I'm telling you. I'm coaching you right now, all right? Whoever's listening to me, write down what you can do, all right? Now, in that second column, write your needs down. Now, God's not moved by need. He's moved by faith, all right? But put your needs down there. Now, don't focus on those needs. You're putting those down because this is going to give God glory. because he's going to check those needs off. Yes. It may be healing. It may be your children not serving the Lord and you want them to serve the Lord. It may be a you're praying or believing for a husband or a wife or a car or a home or bills paid off. Yeah, or
debt, out of debt.
I can go on. Put your needs down there. And then, you know what? We have a good Father and he gives us the desires of our heart. We're not doing this list to get the desires of the heart, but he's going to do it. That's how good of a daddy he is.
It's seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And all these things. Will be and here they come. And these are the things. So put them down there. Expand your capacity to receive from God. And put them down there, whatever it may be. And so we want to encourage you to do that, praise the Lord, for this year, 2015. And I want to tell you something. We have a great church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. If you're looking for one, if you want to be trained and coached and challenged, we are a glorious church where we train champions for Christ. And we have a lot of things going on. I know we have on Wednesday night, we're having right now the gifts of the Spirit operating through love. Pastor Lee Morgans is preaching on that. And also Candy and I are preaching Champions 101 on Wednesday night. So you're always going to be trained. And then we have a meeting coming up February the 8th. It's at 10 o'clock and 6 p.m. I'm going to be at the Glorious Light Church. Pastor Paul there at 71st and Sheridan. And if you want more information on that, it's at 918-307-1643. That's 918-307-1643. We are going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And preaching and coaching and training and teaching on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God. Because we are the anointed body of Christ, praise the Lord. And so we're going to pick this up tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about what God has showed us. I'm excited. Don't tune out. I mean, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because we're going to talk more about what God has showed us about this list.
Yes. Make sure you have your list ready for tomorrow.
Have your list. Yeah. You always want to keep that list in front of you. You want
to put it on your refrigerator.
Put it on your refrigerator. It'll remind you. So I remember one time I was getting ready to make a sandwich or something and looked at it. And I put down one of the things I could do was pray for our leaders, pray for Israel, pray for our president. Mm-hmm. Even though if I voted for him or not, it doesn't matter. The Bible says pray for your leaders.
Right.
And I stop making the sandwich and begin to pray for the president and the vice president and their families and wisdom and revelation. I started praying for pastors and Congress, you know, just leaders in general. And that list reminded me, you know, I could have went another week or month or year without doing that. But it reminded me. So,
and that was all in the middle of making a sandwich.
Making a sandwich. And there it came because of that list.
Yeah.
But you know what? How many lists have we done now that Pastor Keith Moore has taught us that? And we have crossed so many needs and wants.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people, we have crossed so many needs and wants when we begin to do this. So we want you to get excited about it. Go get your paper. Decorate it however you want to decorate it. Put it wherever you want to put it.
Just keep it before your eyes.
Keep it before your eyes and run your race. I'm Chip Brim and this is Candace Brim. And we are so glad that you joined us today and looking forward to tomorrow to picking this right back up about 2015, because we're going to have the most blessed year that we've ever had, all for the glory of God. See you next time.